Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Totter, Billy of the North Side. Billy Totter of the North Side, thank you for calling, my friend. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. This is Totter Billy, and I really think that your listeners should be calling up not only your lawmakers, but, you know, calling up Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema. And, like, for instance, I don't think Manchin is committed to the family leave portion of the bill, so leaning on him about that sort of stuff. What do you have to say about the power of phone calls? It's something we can all do. We've probably all got free long distance.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, and I'm a big fan of it. And more importantly, let me give you some context on that. Right now, this reconciliation bill is about as stripped down as you can get. Let's be blunt, okay? Let's just be flat out blunt about this. Stripped down as far as you can get. It's stripped down to 1.75. Manchin said he'd do 1.5 trillion. He signaled privately to Biden that he'd go to 1.75, and that's why that is in here. But what did they have to take out? What did they have to take out? Free community college, the tuition. They had to take that out. They had to take out a clean grid. A clean power grid, because Manchin owns a $30 million stake in a coal company. That's just the truth. I'm telling you the truth. That's why they took it out. That's why they took it out. And the Blue Dog said they need the Congressional Budget Office to come up with an estimate, a hard estimate. Congressional Budget Office said that they're going to leak it out, you know, one section at a time. It ain't going to happen by November 15, which is when Nancy Pelosi wants it. The Blue Dog should vote for it anyway. Anyway. Now, I'm afraid, here's what I'm afraid of, and here's where calls can help. What I'm afraid is that Manchin is lying in the weeds, okay? I'm afraid that Sinema is lying in the weeds. Sinema said, okay, I'll sign off on things like you can negotiate on 10 drugs, not all drugs, for Medicare, and insulin is the main one. Okay, fine. I'm afraid that she didn't mean it. When Manchin said that he would do 1.75, I'm afraid he didn't mean it. My own opinion. And they will use other things in this bill to say I can't support the bill, like the immigration thing. Because Sinema in Arizona, there are a lot of people down on the border, and there are some Democratic members of Congress, as well as Republican in Texas and Arizona, who are concerned about almost 200,000 people a month coming over that border. And she may go, I didn't authorize that, so I won't vote for it. Well, then they're going to have to go back and they're going to have to negotiate. And then if they take it out, let's just say that they take it out, then they're going to be fighting over whether only union-made electric vehicles should get the $12,500 tax credit or others should as well. And then they're going to talk about paid medical and family leave. Manchin's going to say it should be means-tested. Totter Billy, this thing could last 6 months with these characters. That is why a barrage of calls, and also a barrage of letters to the editor. I don't care if you're in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, and there's a weekly newspaper. You write a letter, you call a radio station, but more importantly, you call Manchin, you call Sinema, and you call the Blue Dogs. There's about 8 Blue Dogs. Look up Blue Dog Democrats in the House of Representatives. And you say, my name is Totter Billy from the North Side, whatever. And I want you to vote for this reconciliation bill. It's already stripped down. I don't want it stripped down anymore. You got to do it. Here's how it works. The way it works is they have staff take these calls or listen to the voicemail. The Congress, and then he asks for a sheet every day, okay? And he'll say, how many are from my state who can vote against me and how many are from out of state? And the ones who are out of state count, but they count obviously less than the people in state. If they get a ton of calls, they get scared. Why do they get scared? Because all these people are Democrats, and they may say all they want about playing footsie with Republicans, but if you lose your base in politics, you are a dead man walking. You're a dead man walking because you at least got to hold your base. And one way to lose your base, you can't just go, well, they're not going to vote Republican. That's true. They may not vote at all. They may write somebody in. They may vote third party. So you better hold your base. They have to find out how angry their base is. And I've made tons of calls. My wife's made tons of calls. We'll make him to, you know, we'll make him to Matt Gaetz's office. We'll make him to Rick Scott's office in Florida, DeSantis. Sure, they're going to say, oh, a Democrat from Wisconsin. If they get 10,000 calls, then they maybe start thinking a little differently. Now, DeSantis and those people aren't going to start thinking differently, but I'll tell you what, the six or eight blue dogs and Manchin Sinema will. Billy, go to it, sit on the phone and make a resolution. You're going to make five calls a day. You're going to do two or three blue dogs, Manchin and Sinema, and do it every day. You're going to get voicemail. You're not going to get the senator. So what? You give your name. Truthfully, give your name. And I am very angry. I want this thing voted for. It's already been stripped down. Thanks a lot for calling, Billy. Terrific. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Quite a few good things in this bill. One of the things is Plan D. The pharmaceutical industry has lots of power, but something has to be done with the cost of drugs for seniors. And people are going to have to make, if nothing else, people in Florida should be calling their senators because it's a lot of retired people down there, and also this state. So to get a handle on drug costs and Medicare, that's a big deal because it's out of control, more confusing than it needs to be. So, yeah, call your senator. Call him everywhere or all the time, I mean. So thanks. Have a good day, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, I think you really homed in on one of these things that's very, very important. All these are important. Yeah, I think universal kindergarten is really important. I think that educating kids and getting them squared away and socialized early is very good. I always think the extended child tax credit to 2025. The paid medical and family leave for 12 weeks is great, although Manchin's already said he's going to try to stick a knife in that and means test it and all that. Expanding Obamacare is huge. Reduce premiums for 9 million people and 3 million will get health care for the first time. And even Medicaid for hearing aids, just hearing aids alone is a huge savings. Dental and vision would be nice. It's not in it this time around. But negotiating Medicare costs for drugs, and especially for insulin and about 10 other expensive drugs, is key. Absolutely key. I'd like to see that they could negotiate all the drugs, but you got to start somewhere. And when you start down this road, by the way, when you start down this road, remember something. I mean, it's always hard to go back. You know, Bush put through these reduced estate taxes and all that, and it was good for, what, 10 years or something. By the time 10 years comes around, people are used to it. People are going to be mighty used to some of this stuff. And in 5 or 6 years, even if there is a Republican president at some point, you know, it's not easy to say, okay, you're on your own, give back your hearing aids, you know, your kids can't go to school, 3 and 4K and all that. That's going to be a very hard sell, even for Republicans. So you got to get your foot in the door. And I think your point, Paul, and Todd or Billy's point is are well taken. The squeaky hinge gets the grease. The squeaky hinge gets the grease. If you don't hear a squeak, you don't grease the hinge, okay? You got to call in. You may think I'm just one guy and I'm from Wisconsin and Manchin is from West Virginia and Sinema's from Arizona. I get it. And yeah, it's stronger when they call from West Virginia or Arizona. But if they get a barrage of calls, people who are very, very angry, and do not threaten them, by the way. The Republicans make death threats. We do not do that. You say, we need you to vote for this. And if you don't vote for it, you're not voting as a Democrat. I'm deeply concerned with what you're doing. Please vote for it. And no more equivocation. Don't use that word. Use something else. Okay, we're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.